guy with that kind of timing must have some theory about these guys.
Leave it alone, Johnny.
Okay, fine, you've given up. Fine. It doesn't mean I have to.
Hey, listen. Forget about it, kid. They are ghosts.
Yeah, of course. What am I thinking? If you couldn't crack it with all your years of experience, it's impossible to conceive that I might have something to offer, right? Well, maybe I can do better than some over-the-hill burnout.
Watch your mouth.
Maybe you ought to just take some early retirement right now and get some rent-a-cop night security job. Tell mom stories.
Listen, you snot-nosed little shit! I was taking shrapnel and caisson while you were grabbing it in your hands and rubbing it on your face!
You mad?
Yeah, I'm mad!
Good and mad, Dad!
What do you want to do about it?
Feels good, doesn't it? Like you're still alive, right?
Yeah!
Well, since you're still alive and you're not in the box just yet, why don't you tell me this theory of yours and we'll go get these guys?
All radio is dead.
It is Wednesday, October the 21st. My name is Eddie Lindenstein. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. So I just got through with 4 straight hours of sales calls, and it is wild just presenting to executives and presenting and talking through things. And it's interesting because the second one I did, I was going through an awful lot of information very, very quickly. And I asked the person that was on the line, or one of the people that was on the line, did everybody understand that? Did I make it clear? And she said that despite how quickly I was talking, everything was incredibly clear. So I guess that's a compliment. Let me give a shout out first to the patrons of the podcast. So you can go to patreon.com/TheMindAndFitnessPodcast. Shout out to Matt, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Francisco, Ashley, Michael, Mike, Victoria, Chad, Anthony, Jen, and Nate. Eddie, Jenny, Christina, Ross, Julie, Casey, Alyssa, Brian, Helen, Arnie, Barb, and Kim. Thank you all so much. These are all loved patrons, subscribers of the podcast. These are people that they fork over cash basically every single month to say, hey, thanks. And so thank you so much for helping keep the podcast on the air and free. So, the other thing that I wanted to mention is that, so several months ago, I had a sponsor for the podcast. They sponsored, I think, six or seven episodes. And now they're back. And so I wanted to give a special shout out to Yabla. So go to Yabla.com, Yabla.com. Yabla is, it's a language learning software. So what's really cool is it has dual language, interactive subtitles, and playback controls. They immerse you in this authentic video, including TV shows, music, environments, documentary lessons. You get to learn from the coolest teachers, native speakers in the language in everyday situations. So it's not this ultra dry, everybody's learning exactly the same way. I remember Felix Hernandez, who was a really famous pitcher for the Seattle Mariners, when I was working in radio, one of the things that he was really learning when he came over from Venezuela, and one of the hardest nuances of learning the English language, is humor. And so it's tough to just read something stalely off of a piece of paper versus actually being able to incorporate inflection and how it works in everyday language. And so that's something I appreciate. So go to Yabla.com, check out the product. They're supporting the podcast. It's their second time around. They're supporting for 6 more episodes. And so, or 6 episodes, including today. So shout out to them. Thank you so much. So my memory card has 15 minutes and 22 seconds on it. I've done several weeks in a row of interviews. And so there was just a couple of things that I wanted to hop on and talk about this period of time. So the beginning of that was a clip from Point Break, which is one of my favorite movies. It's probably my second favorite movie ever. The Dark Knight is head and shoulders number one. Christian Bale, Heath Ledger. It's just amazing. But number two is Point Break, which came out in 1992, I think, 91 or 92. It's about surfers and bank robbers, and it's awesome. It was the second Blu-ray movie that I ever got, and I could still watch that movie every single day. But there's a great scene in there, which is the one that just played, where Keanu Reeves and Gary Busey are arguing on essentially at the top of a hill in Los Angeles, and Keanu Reeves is pissing off Gary Busey and then stops and says, "It feels good, doesn't it? It means that you're still alive." And I was thinking about how this correlates to TMS pain and chronic pain and bodily sensations and different things like that, and why it's actually a good thing. So if you think about this, if you're listening to this and you've had these pains or issues or whatever for a long amount of time, it seems like such a burden. It's collapsing in on your life. Your life is feeling small. There's all this kind of stuff. But I will tell you that the positive part of it is that it's really sort of like your bullshit meter for situations. But it's also to let you know that like this is a big moment and you're feeling it in your body. Good example, like I had said, I just came off several hours of these pretty intense presentations for a few clients of mine. And my my mid-back, which is my spot, was just lit up, right? It is like, it is on fire. It is hurting. It is getting super tense. I can feel it. I can feel it all the way into my neck and it's going into my arm and all this kind of stuff. But what I kept thinking about as I was having those issues, as I'm speaking and giving this delivery to these people, it's like, this is a pressure cooker of a situation. And as soon as I recognized and understood that, and it means that I'm still alive, and it means that I have this really amazing mind-body connection, that's where the symptoms start to dissipate. But I have to have full thought in that. I have to be all bought in that the fact that these symptoms are arising means that there is some kind of a threat foreseen to my nervous system. And in this case, it's that if I don't do really good on this, then my deal's not going to close. I'm not going to make quota. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to make money. I'm not going to, you know, do all these things that I'm trying to do with my career. And so being able to have that type of a connection, and it's crazy because I feel like I went the first 29 or 30 years of my life without having any instances like that. But then I started going back and they were just much more subtle, right? I had these terrible nosebleeds that were happening for years and I would wake up and I'd literally like my nose is just gushing, and then I hold a tissue up to it. And sometimes I would feel this stinging feeling in my sinuses, and I literally just opened my mouth and a clot would fall out. This went on for years. My body was telling me something about that period of time in my life. And looking back, it's easy to see how that stuff was going on. But in the heat of the moment, it's tough to really identify. That's not being very mindful. That's not living in the present, right? Because I'm having these symptoms or these situations, but trying to attribute them to something else, or, you know, I'm not grasping. I just think that it's just a random event. But now I start to get these sensations and I can recognize that in the moment, there's something that is happening. I'm trying to enunciate my T's better, if you can tell. But there's something in the moment that is happening, and it's something that is it's a pressure cooker of a situation. So I'm able to stop and really reflect and be mindful and just understand that this is something that's going on in life and it will pass, and whatever happens, happens. You know, one thing that I always say is that the rain is coming. The storm is coming. I live in Seattle. It rains a lot here. And so if the rain is coming, say that my garage is open right now, which it's not, but say my garage is open right now and I look outside and I'm getting ready to go ride my one wheel or my motorcycle or whatever, and then it starts pouring down rain. Now, some people might freak out and, oh my God, it's raining and it's pouring down rain and my whole day's ruined and I can't do the things that I want to do and or recognize that my reaction to this won't change anything. It's still going to be raining and I can't do what I want to do. And that's just the way that it is, right? Suddenly my anxiety level and my anger can dissipate very quickly. Even though the circumstances haven't changed, I still can't go out and ride my one wheel, which does really shitty in the rain and isn't sealed properly. And it'll probably break and I'll be really upset and all that kind of stuff. I still can't do that. Nothing's changed, but yet the circumstances are different. And so, my interpretation of them is very different. So it's a subtle thing, but it's a really important thing. And I think that it's something that you really need to just consider from now on. If you have a moment, and maybe you're sitting there right now, or maybe you're sitting there later on in the day, and you start to feel this buildup of symptoms, whether it's your stomach or your neck or your shoulders or your wrist or whatever, if you can sort of not allow that to pass by you, and instead sort of reflect in what's going on right now, or what's going on recently, or what am I going through? What am I doing right now? Because that's really putting yourself in the moment. Mindfulness is a term that a lot of people use and throw around. What does mindfulness mean? Does it mean sitting there in silence? Does it mean meditation? Does it mean hashtag positive vibes only on your Instagram account? What does that even mean, mindfulness? And I would challenge that for a lot of people that use the term mindfulness, if you were to stop them and say, well, what does mindfulness mean? You may get a variety of answers, or some people may not be able to actually give you any sort of a straight answer. To me, all that mindfulness means is being able to interpret or explain or reflect on something that's happening in this current moment. And so for me, in those sales presentation moments, it really was being mindful of the fact that my back is tensing up and it's causing me a lot of pain. And it's because of the circumstance that I'm in right now. And that moment of mindfulness makes the pain dissipate. And so I continue on with the presentation that I need to do and be able to deliver in the way that I want to deliver. It's interesting because that exercise takes work to get yourself to, because it's not even automatic for me, right? I had to think about it. It was something that was just going on. We've run on automation forever. I ran on automation for a long time. That's why I had the nosebleeds. That's why I had the shoulder pain. That's why I had the knee issues. That's why I had the neck problems and the back pain and all that kind of stuff. Because I was just running in automation. I'm not reflecting on what is going on in my life right now. And I think that part of that is because we feel like it's just so much work. Because we're very much a take a pill society. We want whatever a quick remedy is. And so it's interesting because there's a few people in my life, and I sort of roll my eyes and I tell my wife about these situations a lot, but there are a lot of times where I'll get about every 3 to 4 months from some people where I'll get several text messages in a row from them about all these things that hurt and all these things they've tried and all these doctors they're going to go see and these supplements they're going to do and on and on and on and on and on. And I give them a couple of suggestions, and inevitably they will question those suggestions, or I get no reply at all. And then again, 3 or 4 months go by, and I get these series of text messages again about all the things that hurt. And I've started changing my language from here's the things to do when it's very easy to here's the things to do when it's very simple. Because easy would imply that it takes no work and it's just like going in and popping an Advil. Whereas if you say simple, I'm sort of let off the hook a little bit because simple can really be anything. Even though running a mile sucks, especially if you're a weightlifter, having that being able to run a mile, it sucks. Not necessarily easy, but it is very simple because it's just either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. You're running or you're not running. So, you sort of make the determination on that. And that's a lot of how I see this kind of work is that it is a very simple thing. But doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy. And so I hope that makes sense for some people. This is kind of what I had in store for today. I literally wrote 4 bullets in here. I wrote, take a pill. I wrote, asking the same questions. And then I wrote a really strong mind-body connection and why it's a good thing, which is the first thing that I covered. I guess maybe the last thing that I put on here was doubt. Again, that goes hand in hand with getting the multiple text messages from somebody about this particular thing. If you have to continue asking yourself, or if you're somebody that posts on social media that you have symptoms X, Y, and Z, and you don't know if this is TMS, like if you're asking about it, it's probably that, right? It's probably TMS. It's probably nervous system driven. And the other thing that I'll say is that the longer the explanation takes for you to make, meaning if you want to talk about all of the pain issues that you're having and the longer that list is, the more likely it is that it's a nervous system issue. If you're having 30 issues going on with your car, what are the odds that like your muffler's broken, your headlight's broken, your variety, like 30 different things are wrong in the car, or that there's one component, maybe it's the ECU, maybe it's the engine, maybe it's the transmission, maybe it's the manifold, whatever, but there are certain things that you can go after that will accomplish far more than just looking in isolation. And so the longer that your list is, or the longer you have to explain it, or the longer it's been going on, basically any connection with the word long or longer or longest is certainly a mind-body thing. That's one of the things I really want you to take away from this. That might be the biggest thing that I want you to take away from this. So we are at 14 minutes and 4 seconds, and that is what I got for you. I've got a lot of interviews, again, that are just sitting there. I've got a chef, which I think is awesome. Matt Katz is back for round 2, which I think is really cool. And there's more that are on the way. I've got more interviews that are scheduled. So thank you all so much for tuning into the podcast and all the support that you always provide. This is Eddie Lindenstein. Thanks to the patrons of the show. If you don't want to become a patron of the podcast, leaving a review on iTunes is honestly probably the next best way. So thanks for spending 15 minutes with me this week. Have a great rest of the day.